Our next series of episodes on Home Care Heroes are all about your digital presence. And today we're kicking it off with a real winner, Jason Chagnon, who runs Providentia Marketing and makes websites for some of the best home care agencies in the country.
Welcome to the Home Care Heroes podcast, featuring trending topics and practical wisdom for success in home care. Here's your host, Ken Accardi.
Welcome to Home Care Heroes. So today, our guest is Jason Chagnon, and Jason runs Providentia Marketing, which is a company that helps home care agencies get their online presence going. And I thought, Jason, it would be good to talk today about exactly that. What should a home care agency have for their online presence? Is that something you're game to talk about today?
Absolutely. Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, you got it. So let's start from square one. We love everybody who's coming into the industry. A lot of these agencies are just getting started. Let's go with bare bone basics. I'm just starting my home care agency and I need an online presence. What should I do first, or the first couple things that I should do right away?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. We get asked that all the time because we work with startups and we work with those that have been in business for years. But number one, getting a website, getting an online presence is super important. It's not to be overlooked. Some might think they can have a social media presence and video and things like that, but you really want to have a website because the website serves as your foundation for all of your marketing, even when you're doing referral marketing. So you want to get that in place first.
Okay. And so website is number one. Great. What's number two?
Well, number two, I'm going to stick with the website because I see Great. So many agencies do this wrong. And really, it's not just home care. It's really any industry, but making the mistake of building a website and just thinking this is my online brochure and putting everything you can think of about you. So you have your About Us page, we're the best home care agency. You put a history and then a list of services. We do respite care, companion care, personal care. Well, that's a big mistake and it's a big miss because the idea behind having a website is not so much to talk about you, but it should be designed with your ideal, let's say your ideal client in mind. So when they come to your website, they're not yet interested in learning so much about you as they are, how are you going to help my problem? Are you going to fix my problem? Can you help me? So starting with a good story and identifying with your prospect of the issues they face and talking about those, now you've got their curiosity. Then you can talk more about you. So that's just number one with the website. Make sure you can speak to them.
Right. And this is something that we've talked about in blog articles and things like that. If you have a brand name like Angels of Mercy Home Care and everything's about that brand, people don't know Angels of Mercy. People know I need home care for my mom. I need a caregiver for Alzheimer's. Yeah, so those are the things that they're going to search for. And those should be the things that are focused on the website. And I guess to make an analogy, when you look at the most beloved athletes, you know, and they go and they hit that home run or they score the game winning shot in basketball and you interview them, the first answer they give to any question that they're asked is they always thank the fans.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think that that's just a good metaphor to keep in mind is that it's all about the people, you know, who are searching, and you want to make sure to answer their questions. So what would you say the top two or three searches people are putting in when they're, you know, let's say the typical scenario, mom fell and injured her hip and she's been in the hospital and she's coming home and, you know, I drove down and spent time, but I've got to get back to my life and my family and I need to find home care for my mom. So what do people Google in that case?
Sure. Well, that'd be one of them. So how to help my mother or how to help my loved ones or home care agency near me, if they're familiar with that term. We have hundreds that we track. And so there's hundreds that work well. And Google's been progressively identifying home care as differentiated from home health, which is important. But really focusing on home care or help for my mom, help for an aging loved one, things like that, you'll see those are searched. So you want to include those on your site for sure.
Okay, fantastic. And then you kind of talked about telling a story and having this core story. So I feel like if you're going to tell a story, it might be obvious for you to tell your story. I was a nurse. I had some kids and I left the profession. And then my kids made it, you know, into school, and I started to take care of a neighbor, and it grew from there. And I love taking care of people. I mean, that's a great story, but is that too much about the agency and not enough about the client? You know, how do you tell the story in the right way?
Yeah. So all that's great information, and you do want to build trust with somebody. They don't know you. So they know they have these problems. They're looking for a solution. So the question is, can you fix those? Then once you have kind of piqued their curiosity, then they're going to look for that information you just mentioned. Who are you? Should I trust you? But leaping right into that and having the first thing they read just say, we do home care. We're the best home care company. Doesn't speak their language, that they're not ready for that yet. And we actually have a webinar, and I like this example, because when you're putting your website together, you imagine the person coming to your site, and they're feeling like, oh, finally, I've found the answer to what I've been looking for. They offer respite care. That's not really how the buying process works. They're searching because they have a problem. It could be an urgent problem. It's an unfamiliar problem. So when they come to your site, that's the first thing, is the story. And then you can share these other things about your history, how you got into the business. Testimonials from other clients are very important. So then you can build off of that. But that's the critical thing. And you know, I say measure everything. So when you put your website up, don't just say, okay, that's done, move on to something else. That's your storefront. So this is where really the majority of people are going to interact with your brand, is online. So you want to know how many are seeing your website and what are they doing? Because you have a goal. Your goal is when they visit your site that they actually take action. So they're going to call you or fill out a form. So we get calls often where a prospective client would say, we need help with SEO because we need more traffic. We need more leads from our site. And I say, well, what are you getting now for traffic? Well, we don't really know. We're just not getting any leads. So you want to make sure you're fixing the right problems and using the right tools as well.
Perfect. And so I guess from my experience, I would say that when you set up your site, you should Google how to put Google Analytics in your site. And that's probably the first place. And that could tell you how many visitors you're getting and then how many conversions you're getting. So maybe we should talk about conversions, right? So the idea is that if your site is just a brochure and it has your phone number, that's a start. But a lot of times in my case, again, I'm just thinking my mom's 83 and we actually are going through some of these things now.
Okay.
That if I was going to be searching for care for my mom, it's probably not going to be during business hours. It's going to be at night, and I'm going to start searching for home care agencies. And then I find this agency and I like their story and I want to engage with them, but nobody's maybe going to answer the phone at 8:30 at night. So I need a way on my website that they could let me know that they're interested in hearing from me and that type of thing. So if we look at this Google Analytics, then it's going to say, well, this is how many people came to your site and this is how many people converted on your site, basically meaning right. that they gave you some information, which could be their name, phone number, email, whatever you've asked for on a form. Okay, but jump to my answer. But what's your answer on how they should get those metrics and analytics of how they're really doing in the first place?
Well, Google Analytics is definitely number one. And I think people get overwhelmed when they look at Google Analytics because there's a huge amount of data that's available. But if you just set out a few KPIs, things that you're going to look for all the time, that keeps it simple. And you're looking at the same things over time. Most home care websites will have a recruiting component, or even if they don't, they're still getting a lot of traffic from job seekers, potential caregivers. So not all traffic to, say, your homepage is the same. You could have 100 visits during the day to your homepage. Does that mean it's 100 people looking for home care? Not necessarily. So you're going to have other child pages throughout your site that would indicate the user's intent. So are they looking at the jobs page? Are they looking at an application? Or are they reading about your respite care and what that is and what that means? So those would be metrics to say, how many visits did the site get, but then how many went to these higher value pages? And then the next metric would be, what did they do? Did they look at the page for 5 seconds and leave, or did they then go to your contact page and fill out a form? Really, there's only two ways they're going to get in touch with you, which would be a form on your site or calling. So call tracking numbers are very valuable. Those would be just forwarding numbers that you put on your site. So that you know when somebody called, you know they came from your website. And these tools are pretty amazing because they fill out dynamically. So you'd actually know when you get a phone call, you would be able to look at the analytics and say, they did a search. They actually came from a search on Google, came to our site, called us. So you have forms filled out, you have calls. So there's your final metric. And really, yeah, that should be the goal of the website is they're not going to buy home care on your website. So the goal would be get them on the phone. You want to talk to them. So even if they fill out a form, you want to respond quickly and manage expectations. So if they do call late at night and you're not open, it'd be nice if they get an instant email thanking them, talking about some of the value and assuring them when you're going to contact them, manage the expectations.
Got it. A lot here. And I'm just going to try to recap and unpack a little bit, but really you want a site that has the words that the people are looking for. So it's home care near me. I'm in Boston, Mass. So it would be home care Boston or home care Wellesley. So they're looking for the name of their town. They're looking for care for my mom, all those types of things. So try to think of the most important things that are being searched. But this is the Home Care Heroes podcast, and we consider home care agencies and their caregivers to be heroes. And one thing that you touched on, which is critical, it comes up with almost every guest we have, is that it's all about caregivers. So a lot of times we think, especially when we're starting out, we think, all right, it's all about client acquisition. I need to get clients. But then the agencies that start to grow, they become a master at getting caregivers because you need to be getting caregivers to get clients. And it turns out that the website is not only a commercial for your company and your storefront for your company for people who need care, but also for caregivers in your area. So that was a huge point. And then you kind of talked about, I want to look at these metrics. And what you kind of implied in there was how the page needs to be structured. So it's like, well, here's my home page and it has my pictures. And you clearly on that page, you want to say, this is who I am and this is what you can do with me. You could get home care, but then you want to have those side pages, apply for a job, learn about our memory care, learn about our respite care, companion care. I'm getting a really good perspective on all the different aspects that they have to think of. Tell me a little bit more. I hadn't been aware of this idea of like a tracking number. So like, let's say that I go get a phone number that is specific to my website. How does that work? Like, where do you get something like that?
So there's so many services out there. We use CallRail primarily, but there's a lot of great companies out there that do call tracking. They're not very expensive. They're easy to install on your website. So it's not necessarily that you get this phone number and that's just the phone number that's on your website all the time. You get a dynamic phone number. So you might get a pool of numbers. You just put some code on your website. Everybody that comes to your website will see a different phone number. Now, for you internally running the agency, it doesn't change anything for your workflow because those calls are forwarded to your office. But just that little having the number on the site allows you to know where these calls came from. Then you're able to measure ROI. So probably the most common use of that is when you're doing pay-per-click advertising. Because when you're getting phone calls and you're spending thousands per month on pay-per-click, you want to know, are these calls coming from our ads when they come to our site, or are they coming from our SEO? So you can tell with those, even though they're calling, because forms, that's easy. We know with forms because they filled it out on your site. But that's how call tracking works. So basically, you just go to one of these companies and fill out, just like buying any other software, but you fill out the form, put your credit card in, and they walk you through the process. But essentially, you get assigned local numbers because that's important. You don't want some, because home care is very local focused. So you want a recognizable number. And then you put that on your site and it works great. And you mentioned too recruiting. So I don't know if we're going to talk more about recruiting. That's a hugely important piece, as everybody I think in the industry has been hearing for years how important that is. But so my background's actually in recruiting. We owned a staffing and recruiting agency for years and years in New England. We sold it in 2014. But similar to home care, running a staffing agency, we have two audiences. We need clients, which would be companies, and we need employees. We need applicants. So our marketing, 100% of the time, is focused on these two audiences. And we wanted to attract both of them. Home care, same thing. The beauty of it with home care is when you're recruiting for caregivers, one of the things you want to convey on your site is that the caregivers that work for you now, they're happy. They enjoy it. They've been there for a while. So those testimonials are important for more caregivers. But if you think about the psychology of it, if you were looking for care for your mom and you came to a website and you saw all these happy caregivers, wouldn't that convey some trust for you? Even the caregivers like working there. So it works hand in hand. And I read a statistic recently. It said something like, and everybody knows Indeed. Indeed is a huge source of applicants. But the study said there was 3 or 4% of applicants coming from your actual website. And I think that's a huge miss because you can get a lot more than 4% of your applicants from your website. So focusing on recruiting as a key component of your digital marketing is very important. And then I don't want to go on too long about it, but okay, so when you come to the website, and this is a very interesting thing that I see a lot in home care and other industries, you think about the process of a prospective client coming to your site. You're friendly, you're easygoing, you're going to solve their problems. All you have to do to become a client, you call us, fill out a form. Well, what if I come to your site and I'm looking for a job? It can feel like a brick wall. It's just, here's an application. It's going to take you 60 minutes to fill out this application. And everybody knows when I fill this out, am I ever going to hear anything? So they're on to the next. Refocus that energy. Think of recruiting just like sales and marketing, that you want to attract caregivers. You want to make it easy. You want to feel inviting. So it's not just a list of requirements and I call it demands, your list of demands that they must fit. Rather, why would they want to work there? What's the value of working for your company? And how can you rephrase, refocus on that? So very important piece of your website. We started out talking about website. That is a function, a huge function of your website is recruiting.
Okay, fantastic. So you did take me to task right in the beginning. I said, okay, what's the first thing? You said a website. I said, okay, what's the second thing? You said, wait a second, let's talk about the website here. And here we are. And so we've covered so many of the important things that your website needs to do. It needs to help you find clients, help you find caregivers, and great advice. Show testimonials of your caregivers. Make it clear that people like to work there and don't make it arduous for a caregiver to express interest in you. If you make them fill out that big, long application, they're probably not going to come through. So give them, just like anything else, just give me your name and your email. I'll get back to you right away. And also, I think if you're on the homepage, you want to make it really clear. Are you interested in services? Are you interested in being a caregiver? So don't make them have to go through a whole bunch of links to figure out, okay, well, where's that caregiver job application piece? These are some really, really good pieces of advice. So it's, you know, it's just a website, but it's like there's so much to it. And one thing I just wanted to talk about is local search. A couple of other guests have talked about Google My Business.
Yeah.
So could you tell everybody what that does for you?
Well, most of us have interacted with Google My Business by doing a search on maybe our phone. And the first thing we see is a map and then three listings under that map. And usually they're accompanied by reviews. So you'll see three listings and reviews, a phone number, and a website. Those are actually Google My Business properties, and Google is emphasizing these more and more and more. It's free, just like Google Analytics. You can go in and sign up for a free Google My Business location, and the features that are involved in that keep growing. But first and foremost, you're going to put in your phone number, your address, your logo, a link to your website, and that literally puts you on the map. So if you're just getting started, or even if you've been in business for years, make sure that you have one that exists and that you have control of your Google My Business, because that is what Google uses to know that you have a physical location in that area. So it's a huge trigger, or that's the wrong word, but it indicates that you're local. So I know we talked about on your website, you'd say, well, we provide home care in Wellesley. Well, if on your contact page, you have a Wellesley, Mass address, and then a Google My Business location with a verified address in Wellesley, Google now thinks you're legit. You're not in California trying to pretend you're in Massachusetts. You're actually there. So signing up to Google, and then that's where the reviews go. So if you're getting reviews and you want to respond to reviews, you'd do it through Google My Business.
Fantastic. Okay. And I guess another thing that people don't realize maybe on day one is they're like, I'm going to put up my website, I'm going to Google, and then there I am, I'm going to pop up on the first page. And it's just not that easy to pop up on the first page, especially as a home care agency. There's these national franchises that they're going to pop up ahead of you. There's directory sites and all that type of thing.
Right.
And Google is a directory site. So in a sense, by putting your Google My Business listing up there, then you're giving yourself a really strong advantage, especially if you're maybe the only agency in town. And a little trick you could do is, let's say that there's 4 home care agencies with their address in Wellesley, which is a pretty affluent town. Maybe there's not as many in Needham or Natick or Framingham or the surrounding towns. Something that helps you, because somebody might Google home care near me, or they might Google home care in Natick or in Framingham. So that's right. A really important point. But yeah, when you're in Google My Business, it's a way of maybe getting yourself on the first page a whole lot faster.
Yeah. Yeah. And you hit the nail on the head. It really depends on your market. We have clients in places like Miami, where it's a very saturated market. There's a lot of opportunity, and the ones that are successful, they have a niche. But to just say, we're going to open a home care agency tomorrow and be on the first page of Google, I often put it like this: how would you feel if you were on the first page and a startup took your place tomorrow? You wouldn't like that. Well, same goes for you. You're starting up. You're going to need to put forth some energy to get on that first page. Back to what you said about the location. So Google, it used to be you could, and companies could say, well, I'm going to verify an address, and they'd open like a PO box or a UPS store. They didn't really have an address in that place. You can't do that. You need to verify your actual location, and Google in most cases will send you a postcard. Now, once you get access to it though, and you're a services business, Google will ask you, what's your service area? And then, like you said, you can put in the towns that you service, and you can include as many as you want, and that will help you show up in those searches in surrounding towns.
Fantastic. Okay, so I think one of the things we try to do on this show is help people who are just starting out. And as an entrepreneur, you are maybe strapped for budget a little bit. You're trying to do things on your own. And I think you've given some great advice of somebody who could do it. A lot of home care agencies, they don't want to do this themselves. It's not their expertise. Their expertise is caring and, you know, hopefully recruiting clients, recruiting caregivers, keeping caregivers happy. That should be their sweet spot. And your sweet spot could be helping them get started with this online presence. So tell me a little bit about, like, what does your company do?
Sure. Yeah, it made me laugh because I always think of this analogy of saying, you know, my CPA, he could explain to me every year how he's going to do our taxes. It doesn't matter. I don't want to know. I just want to know he's going to file our taxes correctly. So it's not a matter of, can I learn how? It's a matter of, should I really be doing that, or do I have something else I should be doing? And I say, if you love digital marketing, maybe get into that industry. That's what I did. So your question was, what types of things can we handle? Was that what it,
or,
what it
yeah, is? How could you help a home care agency? Yep.
Yeah. So we like to help first and foremost by consulting with a new client. I think I mentioned earlier, but if you were to call us and say, you know, we need SEO, or we need pay-per-click, we need social media, you won't be surprised to hear us say why. What has led you to think that's going to be the solution to your problems? We could easily say, great, we love SEO, we're great at it, here's what we're going to do for you. But we want to make sure we're solving the right problems and doing it in the right order and according to your budget. So there's some prioritization that goes on, but it always starts with that. Somebody calls or fills out a form on our site and we talk to them. We just walk them through, where are you in your, you know, how many years have you been in business? What are your goals right now? Is it recruiting? Is it new clients? What are your challenges? What's working? What's not? And then we formulate a plan. So if you don't have a website, we start with a website. If you've got a website that just needs a makeover, we'll make some adjustments there. And then start adding on many more features. Like, we didn't talk about live chat or chat bots, but things like that kind of technology, once somebody's on your website and now you've gotten them to the point where they want to take action, maybe a way for you to interact with them is to have a chat bot or a live chat feature on your site to talk to them. So we see how we start building on top of your website. And if your website's new, you need help with SEO to generate the traffic. If you're already getting traffic, but they're not converting, then we put in place a different strategy. You know, I think about grocery stores. We all know if you go grocery shopping enough, they change where the food is all the time. It's a strategy to get you to buy more, but it wouldn't make sense for a grocery store to keep rearranging the store if nobody was coming through the door. That'd be a waste of time. You got to fix that problem first, get them in the door. So that's how we help. You call and we're going to probably ask you a bunch of questions and also try to figure out how much you want to know. If you're just saying, you know, we want you to take care of it, that's our typical engagement, is they're outsourcing the whole digital marketing realm to us. But some of our clients really get involved. So we try to match it with that too.
Yeah, fantastic. So yeah. I think you've made a few important points, is that Rome wasn't built in a day, and you probably, most of the people who get in touch with you, it's not that they are a startup on day one. Maybe they've put up their first website, and some people, I guess they might go and say, yes, I found some person who could build my website for however much money. But one thing that I think really turns off customers is, or people when they come to your site, is when they see this site, it hasn't changed ever. And especially you go onto somebody's home care site, it looks old and it says, yeah, on the bottom, like copyright 2016 or something like that.
Right,
and,
right.
And I think what that tells your potential caregiver applying for your job or your client is, are these guys even in business? So it almost sounds like you can maybe solve a problem in the short term, but you could also, you do something like a subscription where you could kind of say, okay, we're going to work with you. We'll spread the cost over time. We'll build this. We'll add this. We'll add that.
That's actually exactly what we do. I would say 99% of our engagements are ongoing, monthly. We're working with our clients because we say your site is never going to be done. There's no such thing anymore as we're going to build this site, and then maybe 5 years from now, you'll build a different site. It's build the site, update it over time, keep maintaining it, keep changing it. You mentioned something that feels like it hasn't been visited or updated in a long time. And it made me think of, I don't know if we've all had this experience, but like walking into a restaurant that you've never been to before. And as soon as you walk in, you just get this feeling that nobody ever comes here. It's empty. Nobody greets you. And you think it's a bad impression because I don't think I want to eat here if nobody else wants to eat here. It feels neglected. You don't want your website to feel like that, that it's neglected. And with people using Facebook and Instagram, it's constant updates, constant news, constant information. And then, we go to Netflix or Disney Plus, whatever you watch, there's always new shows. It's more apparent than ever that if then they come to your website, that it's like, this feels like nobody's been here in a long time. So it's very important to keep it updated. So one of the easiest ways for your site to look like it's updated, other than updating the copyright and the footer, like you said, would be blogging. So writing articles, just share, and they don't have to be long. If your SEO strategy, that's a whole different thing. But if you're just trying to keep your site dynamic and modern and feel like other people are behind the scenes doing things, you can curate information from around the web and just share updates, write your little paragraph about something you read. I really like for home care companies to look for events in the area, in the market that are going to happen that might be interesting to their target audience, and then update those. So now you have updates about the industry, helpful information, but also things going on. It accomplishes two things, keeps you up to date, but it also shows you're involved in the community and interested, which is what is going on.
Yeah, fantastic. And I think we've used together between you and I the term SEO, search engine optimization, a number of times. We probably haven't explained that all that well, but search engine optimization, that's what Google uses to figure out what page you're going to be on and how high you're going to be ranked on the page. And there's the whole internet is trying to figure out what's Google's secret algorithm for doing that. What Google says is, don't think about what our algorithm is. Think of great, compelling content that people are interested in learning about. So if you're keeping people apprised with, hey, here's what's going on with COVID, here's where you could get COVID vaccines in the area, and here's a great event for seniors, and here's that, then they're finding these things on your site, and it's also keeping your site fresh, and it's proving that you're an authority on elder care. And if you do have those specialties, that you are an authority on dementia care, or you're an authority on respite care, and how that plays into the bigger ecosystem. So this has been really great, Jason. I think we should probably bring it much to a close, but I bet a lot of people are going to have enjoyed what they learned from you. If they would like to get in touch with you and Providentia Marketing, how would they go about doing that? What's the best way?
You could email me at jason@providentiamarketing.com, or you can go to our website And there you have our phone number. You can fill out a contact form, talk to our live chat. But yeah, you can. I love it when people just email me, even if they have just a quick question or have questions, no obligation. I like talking about this stuff. I like helping our fellow home care heroes, as you say. I like that. So yeah, email is great.
All right. Thanks again. So it's jason@providentiamarketing.com. It's a big word, but I think it's pretty obvious how to spell it. So that's great. And or, you know, so jason@providentiamarketing.com or just providentiamarketing.com for the website. And there's probably some great content there where they could learn more about even some of the things that we've spoken about on the show today.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a lot of free downloads that are very helpful, popular. So you can take a look at those too.
All right. Well, thanks again for being a guest on Home Care Heroes.
Yeah, this was enjoyable. Thanks a lot for having me. And I'm glad you're doing this. As I said before, I've watched you or your others and really enjoyable. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us today on the Home Care Heroes podcast. Home Care Heroes is produced by Ancota, the software for the heroes of home care. You can listen to back episodes by visiting forhomecareheroes.com. That's the number 4, then the words homecareheroes.com.